وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. When we look at human rights, we have to consider everybody, regardless of their faith, regardless of their color, regardless of their nationality, because human rights is a general concept that applies to all the human beings. The rights are given to man or mankind by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one has the right to take it from them. However, even though this is a most logical argument understood by even a child, we see it not being applied in many parts of the world. And in a lot of nations, they are being prosecuted for something, and their rights are completely taken. Let's take example of Myanmar, or as used to be called before, Burma. Now, in Myanmar, you have the Rohingya Muslims. There are millions of them. Those Muslims, they are being prosecuted for many, many years. Not anew. There's a systematic genocide happening to those Muslims. From killing, from looting, burning their houses, taking their position, even rape, and the list goes on. And all these crimes are documented by the United Nations themselves. When those Muslims, every single right of them is being taken away from them, and there's a military attack being launched on them, where they are killing them publicly and burning them publicly, and the whole world is watching. Even yet, to make things even more spicy, the government of Burma, they had a change themselves. And the lady who made this whole change, she herself, when she was taken to court over this issue, she said, I have nothing to do with it. And she got a Nobel Peace Prize in a country where millions of people being slain, killed, and every basic right they have being taken away from them. Now, how does that really work with having a peace prize and, especially being praised by the UN and the United Nations is documenting all these crimes and all of this genocide, but yet they don't talk anything about it. Now, when we watch on the news, entire villages are burnt, and sometimes they are burnt in the middle of the night with people inside it. Yet, the entire world doesn't care. Even the Muslim world doesn't care, to say the least. Maybe some Muslims care. The majority don't even know who the Rohingya is, or where Myanmar is, or they even know that there are Muslims. They might have seen it in the news here and there very quickly, because it's not something important. But sadly, that's a sad reality, to see people not caring, to see that people talk about human rights, yet hundreds of thousands of them get killed. How does this work? How is it even fair? Aung San Suu Kyi, the lady who has been branded as a hero of peace and is given a peace prize, she herself, living in the same country and her government, and she's watching it, and she does not care. It doesn't even exist to her. Now, that's a problem. The world has become so blinded when it came to human rights. Now, let us take a short break, and then we'll continue our discussion shortly after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, with more than 500,000 Rohingya believed to still be living in Myanmar, in the northern Rakhine province, they are in a serious risk of genocide being done towards them. And why, the question? And the answer is simple: because they are Muslims. They don't have the right to believe in something. I mean, sometimes you have people believing that their God is a cow or a rat or a monkey, and you have to respect that. But when someone believes in God and Islam is their religion, then they became danger and they must be exterminated. And it is so, when we talk about the Rohingya Muslims, it is also so interesting to know that the persecution of the Muslims is started by the Buddhists themselves. The Buddhists who claim to be, the word they themselves use, they cannot harm an animal. They can't take a life of an ant. Yet they take the life of human beings. Yet they kill hundreds and thousands of them with cold blood. So all the problems that the Muslims, the Rohingya Muslims, are going through is because of the Buddhists and the monks themselves. I mean, obviously, I don't want to generalize and say all the monks, but at least the ones who are in Myanmar. And the situation led to killing, rape, gang rape, torture, forced displacement of people, and other grave violations. And all this happened in the recent 3, 4, 5 years, not even more. And in the eyesight of the entire world, we saw hundreds of thousands of people displaced and moved from their country, from Myanmar, to Bangladesh, to a neighboring country, fleeing for their life. And no one even cared or no one even blinked. Who cares? It's not me. It's not my country. I don't care about these people. I don't even know who they are. I mean, they can get killed, they can get burned, they can get, raped and violated and what have you. I don't care. Now, this is not an Islamic look at things. This is not an Islamic way of living. This is not even an Islamic mentality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you don't care about human beings, then I don't care about you either. Allah says in the Quran, you kill one person as if you killed humanity. What if hundreds of thousands get killed? Shouldn't I and you care about it? Shouldn't I and you at least feel the pain in our hearts? At least to see our fellow Muslims, their rights being violated around the world. Shouldn't we care about that or not? Now, as human beings, obviously we should. As Muslims, it becomes a duty to care. It becomes compulsory for us to care, to raise our voices, to raise our concerns, to bring it to the attention of our countries, so they could do something about it when it comes to the international world. But yet, no one cares. Which is a sad thing to see, that humanity has sunk so low that they do not care about watching people being burnt and raped and what have you. And they and they watch it, they close their TVs, and they go to their entertainment as if nothing has happened. That's a sad state to be in. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.